Transform your home in one weekend and save big money at Menards. Protect and enjoy your outdoor living space with Thompson's semi-transparent wood sealer. It maintains wood's natural color and provides durable year-round protection from water and sun damage in just one coat. Save big money on Thompson's water seal products. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
Dallas, people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
But yeah, I could not be a drug mule. I'm too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We are so far behind, Lance. Can't control you when we're apart. When you have no... I think your stomach might have lost your sense of time. If this was an isolated incident, I would say that. But maybe this isn't. This isn't really an isolated incident.
Yeah, the stomach's saying, "Don't blame me."
Don't what?
There's clear evidence when he's healthy that things like this happen.
We've done this before.
Yeah,
we've been here before. We're at East River 9, and I'm going to tell you, it's starting to fill up. I don't know how many women have come in here, Dell.
And
guys are playing with their wives out here. My boy Houston's bringing his wife out here today, and they're going to play, and they're going to have a nice little time. He was laughing because you said he doesn't. He loves to play with his wife.
I didn't say it specifically about Houston, but in general, is it a thing that guys enjoy doing?
You like to play with your boys?
Like the first thought when you get up in the morning, or when you're invited to a great course, did you think to yourself, man, I wish Wendy was here with me playing?
No, she doesn't play golf.
Yeah, but do you think, man, I really
when
wish...
I go to a store, I say, man, I wish Wendy was here with me because she knows how to shop better
no,
than I
do. No, you don't, because then it just gets more expensive.
It does.
Yeah, but you, the first thought you...
Anytime she goes to the grocery store with me, oh, my God, she'll be sitting, it'll say Diet Cokes, you know, three for $18, whatever it is. And she'll pick, oh, no, let me get one for 15. That's fine. Ah, oh, what?
The artisan Diet Coke is what she's buying?
No, my God, it doesn't matter. If they're too bad.
She somehow finds a way.
She finds a way to find the most expensive one. Without,
yeah.
I mean, there's no...
So there are things that you understand, and when you wake up and know you're going to go play at one of your courses that you love, you don't think to yourself, man, I really wish Wendy played golf so she could be here with me for this.
No,
and it's not a shot at her. It's just how it is. You want something for yourself and the boys. That's all.
Yeah.
I've taken note over the last, like, how long have I known you? Just too long. I've noticed you've never said, man, I wish Wendy really played golf.
I don't think I've ever. No.
No, you've never.
But it's not.
It's not that you.
I'm glad. It's just I never thought of that.
You've never thought to, you know, it'd be great if she was out here.
I would love it if she would come up. Actually, when we first started going out, she would come and ride around with me.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's how you guys build a bond.
Yes.
I understand all that. But now that that bond has been built,
then she didn't want
no need
anymore.
For that. There's no need. It's cool. But you guys, if you love your wife quite a bit and she loves golf or you want to teach her, East River 9 is the perfect place.
That's right. And, yeah, bring your wife out or bring a date out.
Yeah,
or
way.
Come with your boys. All right? 9-hole golf course, lighted golf course. You could come at night. We got crawfish and live music on the weekends.
Great,
we got
views
all
the
TVs
city.
And a wonderful restaurant. The restaurant's good, really good. The menu's great.
I said the city, KJ. I said great views of the city, not what you were doing over there.
What did he do?
He just pointed at something.
So here we are. We are at East River 9. Thank you for having us out here. It's the PGA Championship, and Johnny Vegas still in the lead at 6-under. And Colin Morikawa is making a run, and so is Max Homa. So we got a nice leaderboard building up for the weekend. Let's go. Scotty Scheffler and Rory, they tee off a little bit later. They're the ones. I mean, Rory. What you're going to see this weekend is a lot of balls rolling up to the green and then rolling right back at you. Because they've got these crown greens where if you don't hit it on the right level, you're in some trouble. Yeah, I just saw Victor Hovland had to chip up three times on this hole. It went up, back. It sucks. He double bogeyed. So this is what you're going to see this weekend. You've got to be pretty precise on this golf course. There's no question. So it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun this weekend, PGA Championship. We'll talk about it on Monday. We'll probably do the whole show on it Monday.
Ooh. Is anything that can distract you from that? Anything that can go down between now? We have a game 7.
Yeah, but who cares about that when we got the PGA Championship?
We got the Astros playing over the weekend. What else is out there that could keep you from talking about the PGA all Monday?
What else do we have this week? We got Rangers series this weekend.
Yeah, I'm saying Astros against the dreaded Rangers, hated Rangers.
Rangers series. We got Denver and Oklahoma City.
Yeah, and if the Knicks lose, they could have a giant collapse by the time we come back. So maybe that could keep you away.
I kind of like the Celtics in this one.
3-1 is so – look, we've seen the Rockets almost pull it off at home. They couldn't get it done. That's why it's great to make fun of Doc Rivers, because he's the author of so many 3-1 blown leads. I think the Knicks get it done tonight. I think Game 5 was the Celtics' last stand, because Jason Tatum, getting knocked out in 5 is embarrassing. So they did what they had to do to win Game 5. I don't like the Knicks in a Game 7.
No.
But I think they get it done. They'll put everything into it and find a way. And if not, it's funny either way. If they lose in 7 to the Celtics, it's funny. If the Celtics lose tonight, it's funny. I think it's a win-win for all of us who don't like Northeastern sports and their fans.
Yeah, but it's two Northeastern teams.
Yeah, someone's got to win, certainly. But at least we can laugh at someone.
Well,
I've chosen to laugh at the Celtics.
Either way, I like Indiana coming out of the East.
Yeah, they just play such a unique style that puts so much pressure on you. And if they're it's cliche. If they're knocking down their shots, they're kind of tough to handle. They play better defense than you might imagine. And they beat the Knicks last year. The Knicks got banged up, so I'm sure they think if they're healthy, they can win that one. But yeah, I think the Pacers are making the finals, which is kind of crazy because they were bad to start the year. People were wondering about Haliburton. He has turned it around. That whole team has. The Pacers in the finals.
NBA can't love that anymore.
Yeah.
Let's get the Pacers in here. Speaking of which, a lot of WNBA preview going on right now. Is your team going to be any better this year?
Lance? Are the Fever going to be any better this year?
They should.
They should be.
With some of the help they've added. And go on. Well, I mean, they've added a lot of help off the bench.
You said that twice.
Mm-hmm. They've got Kayla obviously is going to be good.
Yeah, they got what?
He said they
either
got a Kayla
or Michaela, one of those two probably.
Uh-huh.
And
you're not sure, though.
Yeah, they got better rebounding, which I think is going to help. So you've got that other white girl that can shoot from three.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Kayla or Michaela also.
No. Well, I'm looking at their roster right now.
How many?
There is a Michaela, but she's not white.
Huh.
That's fine. She's a Michaela.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've got Jaden probably or a.
No, that's what the Texans have.
Yeah, the Texans got a bunch of Jalens.
And a Jaden now.
And Jaden.
Jade? Yep. Is it a Jade?
There is no Jade on the team.
I feel like a fortune teller just searching for a name.
Yeah, keep going. Let's see.
I've studied a lot of it.
There's an Aaliyah.
Aaliyah, obviously, she can. She's
What's her last name?
A good defender.
Smith.
No.
Oh, what was the Aaliyah's last name? Who was the R&B singer that died in a crash? What's her name?
She went by one name. This Aaliyah doesn't go by one name.
You don't know that. She may also go by a single name.
No, I've seen the back of her jersey. It has her last name on it.
We don't know about this year.
But no one else has seen that.
No.
It's impossible to know what's on the back of her jersey.
It's not true. She's been on TV quite a bit.
They got better rebounding, better three-point shooting.
Yeah, but no one's seen it. See, she could be on TV every day, but no one's seen it.
She is on TV every day. So people watch. You can't even get that off because she's on Caitlin Clark's team.
Yeah,
so
but
people are watching. You were watching.
That's all everybody watches is Caitlin.
But you have to
you
know.
Got your, all eyes no, are on Caitlin.
That's not true because if they drop one of her passes, someone's screaming at that girl.
That's true.
Or woman, in that case, for dropping a pass. So you would know. You would know if you were watching.
Yeah. Hopefully it's a white girl dropping a pass.
Aaliyah Boston is her name.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh,
yeah.
We know her.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we knew her.
Yeah, we knew that.
Yeah, now you know her.
Yeah, we knew that.
So
yeah.
They should be better, have better three-point shooting, better rebounding. So, Lance, where do you think the Fever finish in the regular season? Are they a title contender?
I think so, yeah. Based on some of the things I've cited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, based on all your sites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All your sightings.
That's our WNBA preview.
That's it.
Everybody.
There it is.
All we did was not name players on the Fever.
There it is. And they should be better. Boom. Thank you.
Thank you, Lance.
All right, we got a break, and you're going to have to combine these two, Sean, because Lance has just destroyed the show with boo-boo juice and long talk.
I barely even talked in that segment.
Let's break it. Well, talk about Craig DeSurf. How about that?
Yeah, Craig DeSurf has some great offers. I got to get my wife switched over. We got to get a new car before they get hit by some tariffy stuff. And before you tell me, oh, no, there was. So you are going to have prices that are going up. Craig DeSurf and his team have individual offers right now, like 0.9% APR financing on Buick Encore GX and Envision for well-qualified buyers. He's got right now the for truck, you know, if you're looking at getting a truck, they can help you with affordability. 0.9% APR financing for 60 months for well-qualified buyers on a 2025 Chevy Silverado 1500 with a 5-liter engine, 5.3-liter engine, plus $3,500 total cash allowance when you trade in an eligible vehicle. And then, of course, on the GMC side, because they always have GMC as well, you've got you can get 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers, or take $6,500 purchase allowance and a $1,350 engine credit for current eligible Buick or GM owners or lessees. That is for the Turbo Max engine on the GMC Sierra 1500. Great offers on three different types of cars: Buick, GMC, and Chevy. Don't miss out. Head down to Angleton today. Save money with my good friends over there at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
Subscribe to ESPN Houston for free on YouTube.
Okay, you have some kind of metal that needs work, okay? Or even if your patio furniture, the strings, the slats, the straps, all that stuff, they fix that stuff, okay? So at Houston Powder Coaters, they do it all. But you got might have boat parts. You know, it could be the anchor. It could be the ladder going up. It's rusting out or whatever. If it is and you want it to look nice, you don't want rusty stuff on your boat. I mean, you got a boat. You don't want that. You don't want it to be rusty and terrible. What you want is Houston Powder Coaters to make it look new again. Houston Powder Coaters is excellent at this. 5-star customer reviews, free pickup and delivery. If you're somebody that is, you know, you want to keep something, maybe it's a keepsake, maybe it's something older from your parents, your grandparents, whatever. Houston Powder Coaters. You can trust them. They're wonderful. They get the job done. They're like the best in the industry. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here.
You're back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Do you have a gem of the day today, Lance?
I do. A Zadig Jewelers gem of the day.
Yeah, the Zadig Jewelers gem of the day. Are you going to do, how about the Eric Coles hole in one? Is that it?
Nope.
Okay.
We've got something picked out that people watch.
Oh wow, that's ugly to the.
I don't.
Ball
no
community.
One knows who Eric Cole is.
Yes, everyone knows who Eric Cole is.
I've never heard of Eric Cole, and I watch a lot of golf.
You don't watch any golf, so
well,
that's...
I still would know who he is if he was any good. I know who Rory McIlroy is.
Okay, thank you. He's not Eric Cole.
Okay,
okay. They're different people.
Xander Schauffele is.
Rory's not the only golfer in the
Xander
world.
Xander Schauffele, Steven Scheffler.
Yeah, that's Scotty Scheffler, but okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Go.
Steven played, I think, for Purdue.
Yeah, it's his brother. Yeah.
Are they related?
Steven Scheffler? There is no Steven Scheffler.
Yeah, who's the Scheffler, the basketball player?
The basketball Scheffler?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
You're thinking Adam Schefter.
Steven Scheffler played pro basketball. He's right here.
He's right.
Purdue
who's
University.
I don't know. I don't know that they're related.
Oh, the tall center?
Yeah, he played for the Sonics way back when.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. No, I don't know that they're related.
He played from 90 to 97. Yeah,
Steve.
So they're not related. That's who Steven Scheffler is.
Yeah, okay. No
is
one
he your
that.
Gem of the day? Did he do
no.
something?
What, okay.
No.
What's your gem of the day?
No. Well, do you want to play it now? Well, here, let's play it now.
Yeah.
It's the gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. It's Zadok Jewelers' gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. Zadok Jewelers' gem of the day.
That must have been when he had a good stomach.
Jokic rested the first 4 minutes and 7 seconds. He's come back fresh. And Jokic from deep gives Denver a 12-point lead.
Listen, that's the gem of the day. We do that with Zadok Jewelers. You can go to Zadok.com and check out all of the selection they have, from luxury watches for men, luxury watches for women. They have timepieces where they are boutique locations, so they have unique timepieces in there, unique jewelry. The top brands and the top designers in everything from earrings to tennis bracelets to necklaces, pendants, diamond engagement rings. Nobody has a selection. 28,000 square feet of greatness, including a second floor, which only is home to engagement rings. So if you're looking for the engagement process, you want to make it special, let the experts at Zadok Jeweler do that for you. 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, Zadok Jewelers.
All right. Hey, oh, a basketball player made a basket. That's better than a hole-in-one in golf? Okay, whatever.
Yep. Zadok
Jewelers is disappointed in
people
you right
heard
now.
Of Jokic instead of Eric Coleman.
Yeah. Eric Cole, hole in one. What? That's right. It happened. It doesn't happen that often. Jokic baskets, they happen a lot. Sorry.
That's right. And it was a gem because they pushed it to a game seven. Eric Coleman's not even going to make the cut.
You think?
When did you record that song, by the way? It wasn't when you were on Boo Boo.
Last year.
The problem for him is he's not on it, because at least this would be a directive from him to want this to happen. It's uncontrollable. That's the problem. He would rather be drinking that.
Let's see where Eric Coleman
stuff.
Is right now.
Eric Coleman is not a person.
It's Eric Cole.
He better make the cut.
You can look up Eric Coleman if you'd like.
Yeah, look up Eric Coleman.
Sure, you'll find someone in Kingwood named Eric Coleman.
He better make the cut. So what did we – okay, Sean, this is usually where the producer steps in and decides what we missed today or where we were flawed in any way, shape, or form.
Everywhere.
So how'd we do today, Sean, and what did we miss?
So you're asking me if today was a flawless show? Is that what you're
asking? Well, not flawless per se, but it wasn't flawed.
So, I mean, kind of taking the ball from the Zadok Jeweler gym of the day with the Nuggets forcing a game seven. We talked a lot about the Rockets' pursuit of Giannis, or at least what we think is going to be a pursuit of Giannis. Are we sure we want the OKC Thunder to lose Game 7? Because if they disappoint the playoffs again, they might become a Giannis suitor. And you talk about that team with a lot of assets. We're really focused on the Spurs so far. If the Thunder lose this game on Sunday, they lose in the second round for back-to-back years. They have this war chest of picks. Should Houston be rooting for the Denver Nuggets?
I'm not, but I don't really have a reason why.
I didn't care about it that much, to be honest, but when you put it that way, I guess, yeah, it would be better if Oklahoma City moved on, yeah, probably, the Rockets.
They have played.
If they want.
Yeah, they have been patient, and it's one of the reasons that you point to them as maybe a plan for the Rockets. Hey, don't rush to go make a move. They've made the moves that we discussed earlier, where they add Hardenstein or they add Alex Caruso, smaller trades that are impactful that have helped their roster, although they were pretty good last year too. If it doesn't work this year, do they change the way they go about things?
Well, and how about this, Sean? Think about this. You know, sometimes things that you don't think work out work out. Like, for example, When the Texans beat Indianapolis and they got the number 2 overall pick instead of the number 1 overall pick, that's worked out pretty well for them. If, in fact, Oklahoma City does go after Giannis and then they don't win anything with Giannis, was it? Maybe the Rockets dodging a bullet here. Maybe. So, I don't know. Let fate let fate play out, okay?
So, when God closes a door, he opens a window? Is
when God what?
Is what we're going with?
When God closes the door, does he open a window is what he's saying.
That happens. Mm-hmm. No, it happens in life, Sean.
Okay.
So one door closes and another opens. I like that God's getting the credit for that. I like that. God doesn't get nearly enough credit right now.
The Stroud pick?
Yes.
Yeah, CJ.
God instilled in Lovie
Easterby
Smith.
Easterby didn't make that pick.
No, God instilled in Lovie Smith that you always compete. You don't tank. You always compete. And because Lovie Smith wanted to compete, that thought was put in him by God. Yep. Now you have C.J. Stroud.
And you have C.J. Stroud. You would have had, how would it feel if you had a little tiny baby quarterback right now? Right? How would you feel about the Texans wouldn't even get four
Terrible.
Nationally televised games.
Yeah, what if you had a skater masquerading as a quarterback right now?
Yeah, every game would be on ESPN+.
Mm.
Not just the Seattle game.
Terrible.
Every game. So, yeah, we thank God for sending Lovie Smith. For that pass that went through that dude's hands.
Was that not miraculous?
People were ready to burn the city down because they weren't going to get their hands on Bryce Young. And I remember, I also am old enough to remember watching these same people try to backtrack and pretend like that wasn't the case. Like, I was always a C.J. Stroud guy. I wanted
I remember
CJ.
Being on the next day going, guys, you only lost one pick. I mean, it's not like, oh, my God. It's one pick. Everybody's
Lance,
freaking the F up.
You and your entire ilk of draft experts need to apologize for that particular process. That you guys couldn't get your eyes on Bryce Young and tell us, there's no way this guy's going to be great. He's too small. You guys can – how much work does it take to look at that guy and go, that's a kid who needs a skateboard, not a NFL football.
Yeah, Lance.
That's on you and your people.
Yeah. Looking back,
thank God they still play him up because Carolina took him.
Understood it helped the Texans, but the fact that those guys couldn't just look at him and go, too small, can't play.
Well,
on you guys.
Listen, what I found out is all draft experts, if they weren't doing that, I'm not sure. I mean, what else could they do?
Mm.
Right? What else would they be doing in life?
That radio shows? Making
right,
Hall of Fames?
You know. Whatever. It's not like I
yeah,
mean,
but you don't lead when you're out. You do this whole "I'm a Hall of Famer" here, but when you're out and about, you go with preeminent draft expert. You,
no,
it, I work for NFL.com.
I lead
you
with
don't,
Texas
he
Radio
lead
Hall
with,
of Fame.
He doesn't lead with ESPN 975.
I lead with Todd Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
No chance.
Does Todd McShay strike you as a valedictorian? No. No.
Oh, you're saying they're not that bright.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And you're okay.
Well, Lance is forgetful. He tells us all the time.
Yeah. No, Lance is one of the smarter ones. But he couldn't see that Bryce Young was wee.
All
you had to do was look at him. And that should have been enough to tell us.
Oh, no. It was scary. It was scary looking at him at the combine. He's sitting there with a backpack on. And having him have a backpack on made it even worse. Like, it's like, oh, my God. Take the backpack off. You got Will Levis, who's built like a freight train. You had Anthony Richardson. CJ's just, he was just CJ, but he's built like an NFL quarterback for the most part. You had two guys that are Greek gods. And then you had this little guy who wasn't throwing, who was wearing a backpack. Like, it was the worst look for him. You just avoid it and you just say, it doesn't matter. He played for Nick Saban in the SEC. He should be fine.
And now what?
He did play better last year. We'll see.
You know what? He may not be bad this year.
He hasn't
they
had
got
any help.
Weapons.
But no one
they
mentions
took a
that
wide receiver again in the first.
He'll mention it with every other quarterback, but no one mentions it. He's had very little help over there.
I don't like the description or the compliment. He might not be bad this year. Going with my third year number one overall pick. He might not be bad this year. It's not something I want said about
my
guy.
I don't
want that said about my
guy. It's better than saying, like, Jamarcus Russell.
True.
Hey, where is that guy?
True.
In his third year.
But
hey, is he still in the league?
No, understood. That's on the extreme of awfulness. But if I'm a Panther fan, which I'm not, thankfully, my guy might not be bad this year. It's not the description I'm looking for. I'm talking about, hey, he might be a top 10 quarterback this year. This is what I'm looking for.
Well, I don't know that I would ever say that.
Then that's a problem.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say CJ was going to be the 14th last year either.
Well,
or 15th
I
best
you,
quarterback.
I told you.
We all had him in the top five of all time.
They finally threw him out. He was squatting in that top 10 stuff in year one.
He's a squatter.
Year two, he got thrown out of top 10.
Sheriff came in, took him out.
Yeah, or maybe a couple uncles said, hey, get out of our sister's house. Beat it.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
That happens.
We'll see if he's back.
You thought he was squatting.
I didn't think so. Year two told me he was squatting.
Well, my goodness.
I need CJ to buy, not squat, buy into the top 10.
That's what I'm talking about. Bye, CJ, bye.
Nick Cayley, call the good plays. Let's go.
Well, now he's got a good realtor this time. Okay?
Does he?
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a good realtor. He can. I think he's got Kent Jones finding him all the deals, right? Nick Cayley is Kent Jones.
Did Bobby Sloak, did he have, like, the wrong flower arrangements in the houses?
The bad mortgage.
Did he not spray the chocolate chip cookie smell in the home? What did he do?
We couldn't afford his mortgage, okay? And we had to just sit there. Oh,
Bobby Sloak, slumlord.
Slumlord. I don't even know where you guys are. I don't even know where this came from.
Because CJ was squatting in the top 10 in year one. He didn't belong there. He was just squatting there.
You think he's a squatter.
I hope
hopefully
not.
He's not this year.
Year two said he was
buying
a
home, beautiful home,
Oaks. Own it, River Oaks, all that stuff. Nick Cayley gets him to the right spot, right place, well-manicured yard, all those things. Plumbing works, all of it. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying, year two.
You don't think that Billy Brown got there on time?
I don't know. Year two looked like Donald Sterling put him in a spot. I don't know.
Wow. Hopefully that Billy Brown is that offensive line this year fixing it.
Let's combine
fixing
everything.
The toilet.
Billy, everything that happened today on the show. Billy Brown, all of it. Let's go. Yeah. Year three for CJ.
CJ, come on. Stop squatting.
Yeah.
Get and own your own home.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You got the cash for it. Let's go.
Let's go, baby. We need CJ to be a beautiful homeowner in River Oaks.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Oh, that talks about poverty quarterbacks, right?
Well, if you're squatting, you live in poverty probably. Yeah. Yeah, so
I don't want to say where CJ was living last year. One great.
What part of Houston do you want to insult? Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think you want to do this.
No. I'm not doing
You're
going
to lose your man of the people standing, which somehow I don't even know how that exists.
No, there are no bad parts of Houston. I mean, he probably lived somewhere in San Francisco last year. All right? Where people are pooping on the street.
Where people get paid $100K to clean up poop off the
street.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Clean up that offensive line. Hey, Nick. Clean up.
Oh, see, he named a place. I'm not going to share it, though. Look. It starts in L.A. Nick, going home. CJ, going home. Let's start off right.
That's right. Oh, yeah, I know, right? How about Wendy is the station for the Rams?
So you're
guess
be able to
who's
go going to
get tickets to the game?
We're Texas fans here.
You what?
We're Texans
he's
gonna, fans
He's going to root on the Texans.
I'm going to wear my Texans. I'm wearing Texans gear. Don't worry. I ain't scared of her. Oh, my God. My eye. Oh, God.
They had someone drop some glass, and John's looking to call Daspit.
Where's John Daspit?
Yeah.
Holy crap. You get an injury here. East River 9. No, listen, we're at East River 9, and it is awesome. And we want you to come on out this weekend and play. Look, there's a bunch of – did you see all the players out here today?
Yep.
I mean, it's crazy. Usually when we're here, it's raining. So the good news is it's not today. And there are people all over the course right now. You make your tee time. Give a call up to the pro shop. Make your tee time. Right. A couple of guys sitting out there with drinks, just sitting in the lounge chairs, just talking, having a good time, waiting for their tee time. It's a great. I love East River 9. We got the restaurant. We got the bar. We got crawfish tomorrow. We got live music tomorrow. We got it all. Guys sitting out on the patio watching golf. What a great day. What a great day. What a great weekend it is. So get on over here to East River 9 and then let's go. All right, we're breaking it here. Why don't you talk about, listen, if I needed John Daspit, would he be here for me?
Well, somebody shattered a glass in your eye and you lost your sight in your eye. Yeah, 100%. 713, call now. John Daspit's going to go after them, go after the insurance company. He's going to get all your medical bills taken care of, your loss of eye. He'll get it paid for, a new glass eyes so that you don't have to be somebody with just a hole in your eye or a patch on. John Daspit will fix all that, and he will make them pay for what they did to you. And that's the John Daspit way, is he is going to fight for the injured, whether it's on the roadways, at the workplace, out in on location somewhere, if it is in the water, if it, no matter where it is, John Daspit understands that you've got medical bills, you've got time missed from work, you got pain and suffering that has to be accounted for, and John Daspit is here for you. 713-CALL-NOW is the phone number. 713-CALL-NOW. Go to the website. You can see all the areas where he specializes, and in every single one of those, he is getting big claims on a regular basis. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. 713-CALL-NOW.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
So a Greek woman is reportedly filing for divorce. One day she made Greek coffee and thought it would be fun to take pictures of the cups and have ChatGPT read them. ChatGPT said that his cup, her husband's cup, had a mysterious woman with the initial E that he was supposedly fantasizing about and with whom he was destined to begin a relationship. His wife's cup, on the other hand, painted a much darker picture that she was that he was already cheating and the other woman wanted to destroy their home. Do you think that ChatGPT should read infidelity into marriages?
Well, it does everything else.
It might as well, right? But I started on ChatGPT yesterday, as a matter of fact. Just yesterday, I downloaded it. And the first thing it says is, you know, we're not always right.
Oh, they're wrong a lot.
A lot.
I just asked ChatGPT, tell me all the starting left tackles who had arm length under 34 inches. Simple. And it was so screwed up, the answers weren't even remotely close. My guy from Texas A&M, Craddock, he was going through. He told me, this is one of the best data scientists in the world. He said, Lance, he said, ChatGPT, he said, I was going through it, and it told me the answers. He said, it's like a girl who wants, is like a pick-me girl or a guy who, it just wants to be right. It just wants you to like it. And so it will tell you things that are not right. And he said, I finally, after it gave me two really bad answers, I had to say, you are lying to me, ChatGPT. And I said, you told it was lying? He goes, yeah, you can talk to it like a real person. And he said, it admitted, yes, I was just, I filled in things that I didn't know if they were true or not. I'm like, what? I said, is that real? And he sent me the log where he said, why are you lying to me, ChatGPT? And ChatGPT admitted, yeah, I was lying.
Wow. ChatGPT is lying to us?
Yes.
Wow.
You've got to know the answers already before you start asking ChatGPT for anything.
So a Massachusetts man pled guilty to trying to stab a flight attendant and open airplane door mid-flight in 2023. Lance, do you feel like maybe you should be prosecuted for the way you acted on your plane the other day?
I didn't even tell that story, but I maybe not prosecuted, but maybe a talking to.
Lance was pissed off. The bin above the seats was full when he got on the plane.
My bin. It's so, saved for me.
So he threw.
I know exactly what you did.
I
smashed. He predicted exactly what it was. I smashed someone's backpack over and threw my backpack in at 107 miles an hour. And the whole plane stopped. And then I took my bag, my big bag, and I rolled it back to Miles. I said, let me go put this effing bag to. Yeah, I was out of control.
I'm surprised.
That in there,
it would have been so funny if you got thrown off. I would have laughed. Oh, my God. I'm laughing anyway. I've seen him do this. He once threw a bagel with too much cream cheese on it into the window at 6:10. And it just stuck there.
Because Michael was being passive aggressive. I don't know why he was doing that. You know he was saying, get extra, extra, extra.
I mean, he threw it as hard as he could into the window.
Well, this is a guy who, when you
took off his shoe.
When you made mention of the fact that Brad Austin might be the manager, took his shoe off and threw it at the wall. I'm not surprised he did that on a plane.
Not surprised at all. But you could be convicted for that. You know that, right?
Watch yourself.
Five women charged with prostitution in a massage parlor raid that recovered $600,000 crammed into a teddy bear. 600 large they got sitting around. Are we in the wrong business?
Yes, but it has nothing to do with that story.
What do you mean?
We're just in the wrong business.
Prostitution pays.
Well, I don't know if that's the business I want to be in.
But if it's all, you got 600 large?
I don't know. It's a little grimy. Too grimy for me.
It is a little grimy, but so's this.
Yeah, I know. Getting here and setting up at East River 9 is grimy, yes. But there are levels, once again, to everything. And being in the prostitution business, because it doesn't end there. There's drugs, there's trafficking. It's all...
That's the good side.
No, it's not. People can hear you. Oh. No, it's not the good side.
Oh.
The trafficking side isn't the good side.
That's not...
The drugs aren't the good side.
Well... It depends on which drugs you're talking about.
I'm sure it's harder than weed. I think the drugs go a little stronger than weed. I don't know. This isn't.
I don't know. I know I don't have 600 large laying around. That's all.
It's true.
Apparently, they're doing it right over there. Mm. A woman says a security guard kicked her out of the women's restroom and asked her to prove her gender. Do you feel like every woman should be?
Should be
Should be checked.
You're not gonna
before
trick
she
me.
Goes into the bathroom.
You're not tricking me. And what was his suggestion for her to prove
her
gender?
Well, look at her. I mean, I can see where he was might have been mistaken. Maybe.
For people who obviously cannot see, it's a woman with very short hair. She has a bit of a buzz cut, but it's grown out a little bit. But, I mean...
I could see his mistake.
I mean, it's not... She doesn't look enough like... I guess, a man, for me to ask her to prove her gender.
She looks like she's got a nice jumper. I mean, she could be a point guard. Yeah.
Does she play defense?
I don't know if she plays
Can't
enough
get
defense.
Get on the court here.
Lance, you feel like every woman should be checked to see, make sure that they're, every time they go to the bathroom or no?
Well, actually, Lance went to the bathroom himself.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Did anybody check what gender he is first?
Well, I'll have to report back, but yeah. I don't know if he's going through the two-step verification process right now or what?
Okay. We didn't see he up and left the show. Did he take too much boo-boo juice?
Once again, this is involuntary what's going on with him. When he drinks that stuff, that's a voluntary thing he's doing.
Yeah.
This is a big problem. He can't control himself.
It's like when an NBA player has to keep going back to the locker room to get retaped up or something. That's
re-taped
what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
It's Paul Pierce with that stain on him.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Did anybody wheel Lance out?
Thankfully, that's his own
person. I almost had a Paul Pierce moment.
He walked out on his own volition.
Yeah. Wait, they didn't wheel you out?
No. He did check himself out of the game, though. The coach had nothing to do with it.
But he's back.
Anthony Richardson is tapping his own.
Yeah. All right, let me out. I need out, okay?
But you seem to finish the
game. Is everything all right there, Lance? We good?
Yeah.
We're good?
Always was good.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure. A kindergartner brought Jell-O shots to school and gave them out to students. Do you feel like this kid likes the party?
I think he just took Jell-O that were in the refrigerator.
I think he was unaware. He thought, it would be great to bring Jell-O. But how does a kindergartner get Jell-O shots to school? Someone's taking this kid to school.
Right.
So how do they make it?
Kid went in there.
Did no one who's supposed to be a parent notice that
kindergartner.
It's not like he's a latchkey kid who walks to school. So how did this all come about?
Maybe the parents gave it. Hey, give these to the kids.
That's not great parenting.
No. I don't think it's great parenting.
I need more. I can't figure out how the kindergartner got the Jell-O shots to school without anyone noticing.
Yeah. No, that's a really good question. So a man died of blunt force injuries at the USU after suspected kangaroo fight. Lance, someone brought up that you and Nicole ate kangaroo in New York.
True.
Do you feel
tartar,
like kangaroo
no
might be?
Kangaroo tartar, which means it's raw.
Okay, raw kangaroo.
Now, that was on Saturday.
Wait a minute. Who killed the kangaroo and cut it up for you to make tartar in New York? And do you feel like maybe this is the cause of all your malady here?
I had one small bite. I had more of it. But, I mean, now that they mentioned it, it did sit in my head for a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. and maybe this death of this guy was from a kangaroo, and maybe your death right now is from kangaroo.
How long have you been sick?
Well, Wednesday, started to feel bad. I mean, I ate a bunch of sweets from the Greek Fest, but...
But that wouldn't do it to you, because I had sweets from the Greek Fest, too, and
I know,
I'm fine.
So it wouldn't be that. I don't think it's food.
No, no, no. Sweets
it's
from the
related.
Greek Fest were
I was
awesome.
In New York and rode subways and was... Had my hands on rails and stuff like that. That's 100% what it's got to be.
Yeah,
It was a really nice city.
Filthy,
like, we had a
dirty,
great time.
Trash
it was,
city.
You know, you can't ride subways and think you're going to be okay.
You haven't built up the immune system for it.
No, right. Frankie's fine.
Yeah,
she touches all that stuff, but she's been there for years now. So, no, it's a dirty ass trash ass city.
That Lance enjoyed immensely until he got sick.
And kangaroo. Where people eat kangaroo raw.
Yeah,
raw kangaroo. Congratulations. Nice job.
Is kangaroo like fish the more you get away from the coast, but in this case the coast is Australia, the worse it gets?
I don't know.
Lance.
I hadn't thought about that.
That kangaroo came all the way from Australia. You thought it'd be a good idea to eat it raw?
Hold on. I know. Yeah. Hold on a second. Our guy Pete's Fine Meat sells kangaroo.
Yeah, but is he telling people to eat it raw?
Well, I've never heard of anybody who bought it.
Get all the parasites off it.
Yeah, that thing traveled continentally.
It can't be kangaroo. It was Saturday when I had it.
How that travels, how long it takes.
You don't know.
Taking this long.
Have you ever traveled with a kangaroo before?
You might have worms.
I don't have worms. I would have seen
it. You could. You might have.
You might need to be dewormed. Go to a vet.
I would have seen the worms.
So, all right, what do we figure this weekend, boys? Who wins? Who is going to win
Oklahoma
the PGA
City
Championship?
He's talking about the PGA, Lance. You got to pick.
What? I like Morikawa right now.
Morikawa's
playing
King
really,
seven,
really well.
And I was going to say next. I'm going with Minwoo Lee.
Minwoo Lee. He goes with Minwoo Lee.
He always does.
Who are you going with?
I'm going with Suni Lee, mostly because it just rhymes, and I know she's a gymnast who can't possibly win. I don't know who's even playing. I heard Morikawa. I guess he'll win. I have
Eric
not looked
Coleman?
At the leaderboard.
You can take Eric Coleman.
That guy
Eric
doesn't
Cole.
Play golf. It's
His
Eric Cole.
His name's Eric Cole, and he had a hole-in-one, but he's still not.
You're the golf version of the Mockingdales. Cut it out. I'm going to go with that Alker guy I see on the screen right in front of me.
Okay.
Stephen Alker.
Well, he's not in the tournament.
He's got a minus seven. I'm looking at it right now on the screen.
Yeah.
How old is this guy that he's not in the tournament?
He's actually a senior. But
I guess he can't
What's
that on my television right now? Is that that's not the PGA?
No, that's they got went to the senior tournament.
Oh, sorry. I guess Alker can't win. I just saw minus seven. I'm going with that guy.
Yeah, good.
Fine. Morikawa wins. There
Morikawa,
it is.
There you have it. And Denver, Oklahoma City.
I'm gonna lean Nuggets. I think this run of no Mike Malone's gonna go one more round.
That would be sweet.
Not for Michael Malone. You know he's rooting against them.
I'm going Oklahoma City at home. It's a good place to
play. I am too, but I think it's going to be close. It's 7.5. I like the points in that one.
Yep.
And I also think that the Knicks finish off the Celtics here.
And I think the Astros eliminate the Rangers from playoff contention this weekend.
Wow.
Wait, what?
They're going to destroy all their hopes.
Who do we have left as pitchers now?
Fromber.
No, Fromber just pitched.
I mean, just in the rotation period. That's what I was talking about.
You're
going
to see Blanco.
Blanco and McCullers, right?
Yeah.
And Gusto?
Never mind. Gusto just pitched the other night. Yeah, never mind.
You're out? You're out on this ending the Rangers season?
Probably lose that series. Never mind.
All right.
Hopefully Blanco pitches like he has. All right, we're done. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will talk to you again on Monday. Get on out here to East River 9 and watch your golf and everything else. Just a wonderful place. Thank you, East River 9, for having us here. We will talk to you again on Monday, everybody.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.